Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, it is high summer here in the Carolinas, and that means that everything worth eating is now at your favorite farmer's market. And lo and behold, Farmer's Market Month gets underway later this week.
Well, you're right. It is sort of the end of the summer vegetables, but when they're really at their peak. So every year we take some time to celebrate Farmer's Market Month. We do the same thing here in South Carolina. But it's just a good time to remind people, you know, South Carolina has, I think, a great number of neat little farmers markets. I get a chance to visit them as often as I can, from the coast under the old live oak trees at Port Royal outside of Beaufort up to Clemson's, and as well as Greenville's downtown market on Main Street, where it's just, you know, really vibrant. And they all have their own character to them, and so it's just a great outing for a lot of reasons. Get to socialize, get some great vegetables, get to see who's growing your food. So we'll just talk about them for August for sure.
Absolutely. Now, you know, you mentioned the ones that are in individual cities. A lot of times those aren't open all the time, but you also have state farmers markets that are open 364 days a year.
Well, that's true. Folks know that they can come out to our market in West Columbia, Greenville Market, as well as the Florence Market. And I was just talking to someone Saturday about how neat the Florence Market was looking and a lot of traffic and activity out there. So always good to hear that. Then you're right, the other markets are pretty much one, sometimes 2 days a week. Of course, the whole inventory of those are listed on our website, you know, agriculture.sc.gov. You can find them. But again, getting around to them, it's just a privilege. One day I was at one market, and their sign was the best vegetables and best gossip in South Carolina. So it really just sort of speaks to everything you can get at a farmer's market.
Absolutely. All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.